How you doing today? And welcome back to the High Brother, High Sister podcast. Oh my God. Yeah, it's a new batch.
Hi, brother.
That's a new batch. Oh shit. Okay. Oh my God.
Hello.
I normally don't cough. Ah, shit.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going okay. Not too bad. Just chilling.
For a Thursday, right?
Not for a Thursday at all. You know, just here, home, kicking it. What else could you ask for? I mean, yeah, we could do other things too at the same time, but it's middle of the week, chilling. Off tomorrow, so.
Oh, you're off tomorrow? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do some things. Do something with the girls. Stuff okay. like that. You know. Maybe you see me at the mall because I'm so famous now.
Oh, gosh. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Bring you back to happen? Reality.
Might not even happen. Who cares?
Anyways. It's okay. That's all right. No, tomorrow, we go out of town. We're going to be like 45 minutes from here, but we're just going to be in a pool all weekend, just hanging out. And then we'll be back Sunday. And then I leave Tuesday to Austin. Then I'll be back Wednesday.
So
I probably won't see you till next Thursday.
Podcast?
We're going to try.
Well, no, people might be expecting things on certain days, certain times.
We're not going to talk about a schedule.
We need a schedule. Tell me you want to be
that's the background.
You telling me you want to be tardy or not telling me you want to be tardy?
I wasn't tardy today. No, I was today. On time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I got here right when you got here.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
See.
I'll let that one. You're getting better. We'll see. Gotta be consistent though. Can't just do one time and be like, oh, I did it one time. No. I didn't see like 5, 10 in a row.
That's not gonna happen.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you that right now.
All right. What are you doing over there?
I am just packing a cone. Oh,
that's raw?
Yes, it is.
Oh, cool.
I just picked some up before I got here. I ran out. Oh my gosh.
I had some here.
Well, I didn't know that.
I like them when I'm being lazy.
You're always lazy. No, what are you talking about?
No. When I want to roll, I want to roll. Pick up them Swisher Sweet Perfectos. Put like 3 grams in the bitch. Good to go.
How come I never get invited for that?
Because it's normally late. I know you're doing things and you got to wake up early. So I got to bother you with that. You'll get to see them when you see them. Mm-hmm. Actually, you might start seeing them now. Since we're going to be seeing so much of each other.
Oh my gosh. You know, I forgot about that. I forgot I had to spend so much time with you now.
Yes, you do. Unless we get cameras and do Zooms or however, whatever, which one it is nowadays. Okay. Anyways, see you die today?
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's Joey's idol.
Wrong.
No.
No, he was terrible at wrestling. He was terrible. He's good and bad.
But he was cool when it was like his time.
No, don't get me wrong. He was cool.
That's pretty sad. He was 71.
Yeah. But, I mean, also all those steroids he took. He took steroids for a hot minute.
Obviously, but why does everything with you, everything comes back to drugs?
No.
You know, like Ozzy Osbourne. You're like Parkinson's because of cocaine, which, you know, I had to fact check you today. That is true.
Yeah, totally.
Google told me that. I'm not a doctor. With chronic use, let me make sure I put that out there. It was Google. I had to fact check you. A couple things, like the panda thing. Oh, they're going to rip off your face. You know, it did say that if you're going to like be ugly to them, they're going to attack you. That's normal. But they like to roll around. You see how round they are? They just like fall off trees and roll down hills. They have no awareness.
And they'll still kill you. Anyways, how do we get off the subject?
I don't know. Sorry.
Hulk passed away.
I was fact checking you.
Thank you for that. But anyways. Yeah, so Hulk passed away. I'm pretty sure everybody's talking about it and doing their own little bits on it. I've heard some already. Pretty funny. But I mean, he was kind of a big part in a lot of people's lives that actually like followed that and believed into all that.
Well, he's from the 80s.
And a little bit of the 90s.
Well, 80s, 90s, and then I know up to like 2000, maybe even up to 2020, But then he got weird at the end. I don't know.
Yeah, he did his own thing. I mean,
stop talking. I'm gonna edit all this out. You can probably hear them and the car. So, okay, since we're editing this, what's the next subject?
Who cares? We're just chilling doing the podcast. We're in a fucking garage. Who cares? You're gonna hear fucking cars pulling out.
We're gonna talk about wrestling.
People being dumb.
What about wrestling? I want to hear the squeaking of the car.
It's hilarious. It's raw.
Not that raw.
Yeah, it is. That was a Kia, by the way. So they squeak all the time. Not being sponsored by Kia.
Joey, edit at what time? What time is it?
No, that's funny.
No, anyways.
Keep that in.
Yeah. Hulk was like big. I remember us watching him WWE, WWF. What was first?
No. It
was... Then there was like the NWO.
No, they took it away because it was associated with some type of like animal group.
WWE?
No, WWF.
Oh, WWF. Yeah. And then it changed to WWE.
Yeah.
That's how fucking old we are.
I know, like, my daughter's kind of gets me back into it.
We were watching it the other day, remember? Just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I know.
And we got stuck watching it. Even I was like, oh, shit, I remember that.
No, let me tell you the worst part about it. Back then, it was more realistic than the way it is now. I watched, we had to watch it. She wanted to watch it.
Well, and, it felt realistic because you do that all the time to me.
It was, was it Royal Rumble? I don't know, something. It was John Cena versus...
They would like hit each other in the head with a chair.
Back then, those chairs were
real.
Probably more real. These chairs are nothing. But anyways, it was John Cena versus Cody Rhodes. Oh my God. The worst acting I've ever seen in wrestling. I've seen some of those memes and all that stuff out there that look stupid. But no, this was terrible.
I don't
For
know
For a WWE
anything.
Event. Terrible.
Oh. Not I don't know anything.
Yeah. Well, she got me back into it for a minute. And I just watch it with her just to, you know, watch
well,
it with her.
Well, it's like memories, too.
It is. But, like, it was so much awesome back then. Damn, we're showing her age. We need to stop. Anyways.
No. I was actually going to bring up, because we were talking about old shows yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think, was it yesterday?
Well, that's where one of those guys died to you from one of those
old
shows.
That's right, the Cosby. Okay. But anyways, so the Cosbys, what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the Cosbys, I had to research a little bit because I remember seeing it on TV, but we never watched it. So it was like 80s and 90s. Was it 80 to 1992? So we were still fairly young. I remember watching Patty Duke. Do you remember that? It was on Nick at Night. And it was actually reruns when I was watching it.
I think, because I do.
Yes. So originally it was filmed in 1963 to 1970 something. But when we were younger, it was reruns. So I remember watching it in black and white the way that it was originally aired. That was one of my favorite shows. Two sisters, twins, they had a nice house.
Well, actually going back to that, where you're making this even look older, talking about...
You are older. You're 3 years older than I am.
And so what? It doesn't matter. I mean, look what you're talking about. Our parents were watching those like black and white shows.
That's true.
And we watched them too at the same time.
Well, our kids are watching our stuff. They're into Care Bears. You know, Z7. She's into Care Bears. Oh my gosh, I remember watching that.
Well, they're still into Hello Kitty. But anyways,
that's what I'm saying. Everything's coming back.
Okay. But anyways, let me go back to that because you didn't let me finish. You
sorry.
Completely cut me off and went sidetracked. Can we not do that anymore?
Go ahead.
The listeners are talking.
Go ahead.
Anyways, so back to the black and white stuff.
Yes.
And you were like Patty Duke. I used to watch, what is it, Green Acres Home?
Yes.
That was a good one.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed and all that. Yeah.
MASH. MASH was color. I remember MASH.
Yeah.
Well, MASH was pretty cool.
I remember watching all that. Even all those old school, like Bruce Lee movies and karate movies.
Karate Kid.
Yeah. But no, Bruce Lee. My uncle, which is actually my godfather, actually convinced me at one time when I was a little kid that Bruce Lee was like part of our family. I fell for it.
Our dad says that his dad, what is it? His grandfather's James Brown.
Yeah, they say all that.
I don't understand that. Whatever.
I don't know. It's funny though.
so funny.
Yes, it is. Damn, you're not done yet?
This is the other one. This is number two.
Number two.
I stopped. I got tired.
Raw, please do not send her papers.
That what?
I'm telling you, Raw papers not to send you anything. Because you suck. You're probably going to tear that. Look at you.
I reached out to them on an email.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, nice.
They actually have a good charity.
I know they do.
I swear.
No, I know.
So why are you going to rat me out on if I tear it?
Because you suck at rolling.
Well, now you got me all nervous.
Yep, she's all nervous.
Stop it. But anyways, what else? What else? What she got?
I don't know. The Hulkster died. It's one of the major new... crazy.
Man.
Good things and bad things about him. I mean, who cares?
He was old.
And I was just sitting here asking me if I wanted to go to, like, the funeral. I was like, where the fuck is the funeral at? It hasn't been announced yet. Would it maybe in Florida?
What?
No, just sitting here asked me if I wanted to go to the funeral. Yeah. I was like, no, why would I want to go to the funeral? Like, no. No.
So what? To each their own. Doesn't even matter. You just live your life.
He actually did. And it had, like, Ric Flair talking about him.
Oh, yeah. He's still alive. Well, obviously, he's talking about him, so he's alive. But
Ric Flair is
fucking
still
old.
Still an animal at the same time. Like,
he's probably still on steroids, too.
I don't know. That guy drinks like a motherfucker. He's being kicked out of hotel bars.
Oh, you mean like he's crazy?
Yeah, he'd be getting drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know any of that.
Yeah. I really don't follow them, but still kind of showing my age.
Well, with the gray beard, yeah.
I can't help that. That's my mom's part. My dad and my other uncles. A little gray now. I mean, they're like 60. They're like 60, late 60s, 70s. And they're barely getting grays. But, I mean, I always had that tint in my hair and my beard, too, at the same time. That reddish color. So, there you go. Boom. Gray comes in.
Okay. I never said it looked bad. I just said you...
Unlike you, who's coloring it, from what I understand.
My hair?
Yeah, heard you color your hair.
Of course I color my hair. I color it black.
Not to show your grays? You ashamed?
I don't want my grays to show.
Oh, God.
Everyone knows that.
I don't know that. I just heard that.
You just thought my hair was always black?
I didn't really pay attention. Just that you were well. That's all that matters.
Ding.
God damn it. Can you finish that, please?
I'm, like, getting tired. There's also no rush.
Also no rush. Oh, so you were saying that you were going to be out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be able to see any UFC fights anytime soon?
There are some this weekend?
I think so. My friend was telling me about it.
Yeah, you mirror it. The way we stream it,
mm-hmm.
And then we mirror it. Or we have the Fire Stick.
All right, so can you stop telling illegal stuff?
Like, what are you doing? Everyone knows it.
No, you can't just blurt it out there.
Okay, sorry. We're gonna mirror it.
I'll send you the link. So coming back from like your work and all that. Just suck on the road by just driving, just being on the road.
I don't mind driving. I like to drive.
No, but like just
Sitting in traffic?
Sitting in traffic and stupid lanes being cut off and like nothing's being done.
Well, that's why you hack it.
You can't hack it.
Yeah, you get off the highway, you stay on the exit to get back on the highway, then you stay on the exit again, then you exit, then you get back on, and then you merge.
So
you're not actually going to sit in traffic.
So you're going through the grass.
No, it's an exit. It's a street.
No. I'm talking about like...
That's how I hack it.
Construction, everything that goes on.
Oh, I don't do all that. I stay away from it. I don't like it.
She stay on access roads the whole entire time.
It depends on where I'm going, or I can take a back road. There's always a back road. I'm good with directions. You're not. You don't like to go out. You don't know where anything's at.
Yes, I do. I know where everything's at.
Where? Where is everything? Where's Pat O'Brien's?
Pat O'Brien's?
Okay, let me see. I might have to edit that out because everyone's going to know where we're at. Actually, no, there's multiple locations.
I don't even go there, so it doesn't even matter.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you don't know. That just says you don't go out.
That just says too many people go there and it's lame.
I was just trying to give an example. I don't ever go either.
I think you're lying now. I think you can't go there no more.
Don't. We don't go downtown. I swear, not doing that.
No, it just sucks. You got to pay for parking, doing all that.
Well, that's why you get an Airbnb or you get a hotel, and then you're going to Uber from here to the hotel.
Well, yeah, you stay down there. You still may have to walk.
No, you Uber from the hotel to wherever you're going.
You got to do some walking. Talking about downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do some walking.
A little bit, but I'm not going to have to pay for parking. And I'm also not drinking and driving.
Of course you're not going to do that, but you're still going to walk. So you need your shoes on.
You have to walk to go into, like, a grocery store. You have to walk to go in to get a beer, right? But yet you're not going to go into somewhere to have a drink, like a bar?
They say they don't allow you in.
Why wouldn't they allow me in?
I don't understand.
Why wouldn't I be able to go in? That doesn't make sense.
Sometimes you act silly.
Yeah, if I'm already drinking.
Yeah, I mean, we gone to how many bars?
Yeah, the last time they didn't let me get in somewhere, and that was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, please stop that.
Oh, and then another time they asked me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been the following weekend. I'm not really sure. No, but I don't like to go out that much, honestly. I'd rather stay home. Stay home, just like chill. That's it.
It's an easy thing too, same time. Like, maybe go out, but like, go out early. Get home by like 12. Not too bad.
That's all right, I guess. Yeah.
Well, unless we're hanging out with friends. If we're hanging out with friends, then all right, cool. I'll come home at like 3, 4 in the morning.
Well, yeah, a couple of weeks ago we were here till, what, 5:30? I don't think we got home till 5:30.
Yes. That was a very long day for me. Very long day. Had to maintain the whole entire day.
What?
Yeah.
To maintain the whole entire day. What does that mean? As a man, what does that mean?
First off, it was a quinceañera for my daughter. So, can I get wasted?
Oh, yes. You just start later. No, you have to start later.
Oh, no. You just pace yourself.
Oh, I usually start later.
Pace yourself. You pace yourself. And then, of course, some of the people are going to be like, oh, I have a beer. You know, all right, cool. But after that, pace yourself.
Yeah.
And then when you get home,
well, you start cooking on the flat top
and you start cooking on the grill. Thanks to my brother-in-law who let me borrow it real quick because
you're welcome.
I don't have one yet. Just, you know. Then go. Who cares?
Yeah, if I know it's going to be a long night, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to start till 9 or 10. If I have to give a speech, I'm going to give the speech early.
Yeah, got my speech kind of early too, same time. No, it was about like 6-7 deep in that speech. Not too bad. Speech was around like maybe what, 8:30?
So it was the rest amazing. Of the night. That was a great night. Good. That was a fun night.
Yes. Good time.
Good time.
I don't know what my sister's doing right now.
I'm not doing
like
anything.
She's on meth right now. She's scratching herself.
I was cleaning myself.
No, look, you're scratching off her skin.
No.
You okay?
It does look like I am peeling, though. I'm peeling from the coast. No, I went like
I'm
this.
I'm not even peeling.
You wore long sleeve.
Yeah,
I was in the pool.
I'm going to protect myself from the sun.
But if I'm in the pool and I was at the beach, I was like in the water.
I still went in the pool in a long sleeve. Protect myself.
Okay, most women will not go in a pool or at the beach with a long sleeve.
My neck and my face. That's it. Oh, my feet. My feet are bad.
My back. Look, never mind.
No. Yeah. Don't do that ever again, please.
I like to sing. Leave me alone.
No, can't do that. Getting sued just for that little spot right there.
I stopped.
Doesn't matter. Someone will hear it and report it.
All right, what else? I'm getting tired again.
Getting tired? How can you get tired? What time do you go to work today?
What time did I wake up? I woke up at 9.
Woke up at 9? And what time did you go to work?
10:30.
10:30?
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
See? All right. Well.
I went to work at 10, you know, did everything.
Hold on. We have to edit this out.
Who's
Your
that?
Son is Joe Anthony.
Oh, who cares? She's got to be a dick earlier. Wanted to use the room and didn't let us use the room.
I'm editing all this out.
No, you leave that in there.
No,
screw
I'm
him.
Not.
He's being an asshole.
No.
He's being an asshole.
That's not nice.
No, who cares? He's being an asshole.
No.
Yeah, she's being an asshole.
You don't want to go too far and then you're going to call your son an asshole?
He doesn't care. He's not even listening to it.
It doesn't matter.
Actually,
no.
He should listen to it.
No.
All right. How about a dick?
What?
How about a dick? You're being a dick.
No, I'm not keeping any of that.
Did he leave right now?
Where is he going?
Probably with something to eat or do a TikTok or something. I mean, who knows? Probably is doing TikTok.
All right. You got anything else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
There's a lot more.
Because that way, I know, but if we are going to do like little things, it'll be easier to edit. And then we can kind of get them out. We can get more out.
So is this the episode?
Yeah, we could. Because we have one that we did yesterday. And then we have this one.
How about first off, you get better weed and not bring it over here all old and shit like that. No, trust me. I know where it came from and it was good. But How long you had that shit?
I'm not putting any of this in anyways.
No, that's going in there, motherfucker. This is a High Brother, High Sister podcast, so that shit has to go in there.
Everyone knows that has been listening. I don't always have the opportunity to smoke the way you do.
Not as, well, what do you mean?
I can't always just, like, smell like weed every day.
I don't smell like weed every day.
But you smoke cigarettes. I don't. If I smoke, I have to come home or come inside, change my clothes, or even shower right away.
So I need a bong.
Don't you? You're still going to smell.
Not too bad.
It doesn't matter, but you still
more smell. More in your breath and more than like on your body.
No, when Z's showering and I walk in, she's like, is Joey here?
Such a lie.
I swear
to you. Why the fuck would I walk in?
No, because I smell like you. I smell like weed.
What?
Yes.
That shit needs to be fucking completely edited out.
It's the truth.
It's not the fucking truth.
That's what she told me. That's what she... Is Joey here? I swear. That's what she told me. I'll edit it out. But that's what she said. That's why I have to... I can't just smoke all the time. Last time...
She loves me now.
She does. Here, I can segue. Hold on. Oh, okay. So anyway, so I don't always have the opportunity. Me and Philip, we're outside in the front smoking. And we come inside and it will X. He says, why does it smell like smoke? And you know what Philip said? We were barbecuing.
It's a good one.
Doesn't smell the same. I looked at him and I was like, what did you say?
It's going to confuse him.
So I don't always have the opportunity because then the kids notice. So it's not as easy for me. It takes me a little bit longer to get. And I get as much as you do.
You don't. Not even close.
I tell you to order me what you order. The same amount. That's what I say.
But you flake all the time. I don't have time for shit like that sometimes.
No, I don't. All right.
All right. A lot of this has to be edited out.
I know. I'm ready to go because I'm hungry.
You suck at podcasting.
I'll edit. I have time to edit because I don't have Z.
Edit this right here. Can you see that? Because you suck at rolling. They should have been smoking that joint a long time ago. That's the worst person ever. Well, all we did was talk about Hope, and that was it. That's it. And then what else? Where you're going and where I'm going. Actually, I'm not going anywhere for a minute.
See, you're not going anywhere. Yeah.
But I can still do the podcast.
Well, this could be like a surprise.
What surprise I want?
No, not a surprise.
That's what I said, either Zoom or whatever the fuck, FaceTime.
I'm trying to think of another subject.
Mm. Yeah, you suck. Start Discord right now and be like, everyone would be like, Jill sucks. She's the worst. God, how is she your sister? I just imagine hearing that. Get out of there right now. Start your own podcast by yourself. You're funny.
Okay. All right. Don't flatter yourself.
I know. Of course. I'm just aiming.
You don't allow me to be more.
Go ahead.
You're like, no, we can. I don't want to be offensive.
You want to go too
no, I don't.
Fucking
no,
into
I don't.
Shit.
Okay. Give me an example. Let's give the people an example and let's see how far. And I'll say, ooh, yes or no. And you can tell me yes. Like I can go further. Give me an example. And we're not talking politics.
Okay, no, I'm talking politics.
So give me an example.
Because you just said family, so.
I didn't say family. I said anything. Anything, everyone. Give me a topic. Give me a person.
Give me a person. Jill being a racist.
Everyone knows I'm not a racist.
Okay, how about this one? Since you want to go that far, I guess our cousin leaving, and you can go from there.
Which one?
What do you mean which one? There was only one left that had a problem.
Cousin leaving? Are you talking about a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
That one. Well, in the end, it's basically, I just felt like the person was being fake at the end of, like, the night. And I didn't really like that. I don't know if that's as far as you need to take it. I could take it further, but I'm not.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
See? I can hold back.
Okay.
What did you think?
I really didn't care. I mean, they fucking showed up, and whoever stayed. They still showed up. You got invited. That's all that matters.
That's true. So well, that's all that matters. Especially if it's a big event. That's all that matters.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me because nothing went to fucking waste. Cook the food in the back. The potatoes that we had were fucking bomb. You just chop them up, put them in a fucking tortilla. Oh, they were good.
You cooked it?
Yeah. I was cooking outside. It was hot as shit, too.
You cooked? No, what?
Yes, I cooked everything.
In your tuxedo?
No, I took that shit off.
How many times did you change? I'm really curious.
Just one time.
I have no idea.
Just one time. When I came home, I got out the shit, threw on a fucking hoodie and fucking some pajama pants, and went outside and started cooking.
You cooked all the food?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe that. How come I'm just hearing food. Of this?
What do you mean? I was out there fucking cooking shit.
I need a picture. Is there a picture? I need a picture.
Probably so.
I need a timestamp on that. I'm not really sure.
Probably so, but I mean, it's going to be edited because, yeah, I was chilling. No ski mask at that time, so.
We're not doing the ski mask.
Yes, we are doing the ski mask because, I mean, when we do, no, we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Ski mask though. I'm wearing ski mask no matter what. Especially when it's cold. When it's cold, oh, it's the best thing in the world.
I don't know about that.
And Nike has the best one.
Again, let's first get followers. You know, let's not jump ahead. You want me to stop with no stickers? I'm going to say
they're good for
no
hunting. They're good for just being in the cold weather. They come right up to your face. Everything. Ooh.
Everyone knows what a ski mask is.
No, like the Nike ones are legit.
Hashtag Nike? I don't know.
Yeah, hashtag Nike.
Okay, okay.
Hashtag Nike ski mask. They are legit. They are the best ski masks out there.
But you just wear a ski mask just to wear one sometimes. I think you do it just to see people react.
That's funny.
Because you're stupid. Oh my gosh.
I thought you bought a pink one. I heard you bought a pink one. Didn't you tell me that? Oh yeah, you bought a pink one, right? Oh yeah, you bought a pink one.
It has
yeah.
little cat ears.
Yeah, little cat ears on it. Yeah, it's oh yeah, stop. Send that one
it's
back.
It's pink.
Cat ears on it? Yeah, say down for you and Philip. No.
What?
Yeah, that one's weird. That's some like oh my weird God. Shit. Just a regular one. It's all you needed. It was just a regular one. No cat ears, no nothing.
I did
just
see a few. One looked
what
like
you saw a few. That should have been the first one you bought. You don't buy the
you want a pretty cat one. Ears. You want a pretty one. I want a pretty one.
Things are, it's not a pretty podcast. We're still raw right now. When we get pretty, then we can be pretty.
But well, you're
right
never going to be pretty.
We're raw. I'm pretty handsome. You like that? You stop.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. You make me laugh.
My wife tells me that every morning before she leaves the work. She gives me a kiss. You're handsome. I'm like, cool. Or I give her a kiss before I leave in the morning, and she's like, yeah, it's all I meant.
That's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it is cheesy. Because I don't want to hear later on when she hears it, like, so who's calling you handsome? Blah, blah, blah. How many bitches you got calling you handsome? I don't want to hear that
what?
Shit. What? You just never know. She's joking. I do that with her all the time, and she gets mad at me. It's the silliest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty funny, though. And she comes back around, like, an hour later.
That's weird.
How is it weird? It's funny.
You're weird. You're just weird.
How am I weird? It's being funny.
Giving your wife a hard time?
Not necessarily. She's making a hard time for herself. I'm just joking.
She's taking it too serious.
Yes.
Oh. Well, completely in case your wife is listening, you know, don't take it too serious.
We've been saying this for the past 30 seconds already. Not edit that out loud.
That's actually kind of funny because it's like I'm talking to her. So I said, in case your wife is listening, don't take it too serious.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it on. All right. Well, I am ready. I'm hungry.
How long have we been going for?
For a while. It's probably been like
what's
an
a while?
Hour.
What's a while?
Like 35 minutes.
35 minutes?
Yes.
No way.
36? 36.05.
Feels like it's been longer than that.
No, I swear to you. 36. 36.10.
Well, these are getting shorter.
I don't have any topics. What are your topics? See, I told you everyone was interested
do you
in
like
the
igloo ice chest?
What?
The igloo ice chest. Do you like it? Do you have one?
Yes. Yeah, I do have one. Yeah. They're amazing. I was amazing? The first one to have one.
You, no, I don't think so.
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
I don't think you did.
I even have the little bucket thing where you can put beer in so you don't have to like go inside or whatever. So you just, it's like you have your own bucket of beer.
Pretty cool. It's has nice. A bottle opener and everything too. Works nice on the sand.
We're sponsoring Igloo now or what?
I don't know. Maybe they call us. Put some fish in there.
Oh my God.
All right, so what? You want to hear? I got arrested? Oh, okay. Right now. This episode 3 or just because we recorded one yesterday. I was kind of.
No, it's so funny.
I was kind of iffing about it, but I mean, I got to listen to it myself again. And then this one right here, I mean, no, we're going to end this one. You can hear the jail time next episode.
I think so.
I mean, I can go a lot longer, but she has to go because she's hungry.
I am hungry.
Why don't you eat before you come? It's a fucking podcast.
I came from work.
You should have brought food with you and ate. Oh, no, you could be one. Oh, you could be like those retards who do like TikToks and like.
Now I have to take
camera.
That out.
What part?
You just said the R word.
That's not a bad word.
I'm editing that out.
You can't say that. Racist. Oh,
can't
my God.
I know that, but we can't say that.
Still, but at least I'm not a racist. What you saying?
Joey, you better stop. Oh, my God.
All right.
All right.
So what are we doing?
Well, let's go ahead and end this. And I'm going to say, The next episode, we'll talk about your first arrest, and then we'll talk about the two times I was detained.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever knew that, but...
You were just detained. You weren't arrested. There's a difference. You weren't taken to, like, county and had to get bailed out.
That's still pretty scary.
No, it's not. You're just detained. They just put your hands behind your back and put you in the car and say you're being detained, and then they let you right out after they figure everything out.
Okay, so then...
Unless you were snitching. Were you snitching? Were you snitching?
Were you snitching?
Were you snitching?
Snitching?
Yeah, they let you out all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
In the car?
No. So I guess that's not, you know, interesting. Right. So we're only going to hear about your first time.
No, we can hear about your taint.
We'll see. We'll see if the people are interested. I don't know. Apparently, it's not interesting.
I'll go first and then she go second.
Not if the people don't want it.
No, we're going to hear yours.
All right.
I don't think people even want to hear ours. Like, who cares about our past problems and everything and what we did? Just... keep it going. Did you ever watch the Cosby Show, though? I remember watching the Cosby Show. I wasn't into the Cosby Show.
That's what I said. I remember
that dude that died. Like, I kind of like, what? Cosby Show?
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember watching it.
I only really know two
out of three. Mr. Jello Man. Oh, he's not a good guy. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Who?
What's the Bill Cosby?
Oh, yeah.
He's not good.
Yeah, of course he's not good.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Sorry. Joey, I have to...
And a rapist.
What? Oh, my word.
She's like drugging. She probably drugs her husband.
Oh, my God. That's not true, people. Oh, my word.
Thank God this is not live, because this was live.
I'm hilarious. So glad it's not. Jeez Louise.
We're going to get better, though. We're going to get better.
Oh, my God.
As long as y'all like, subscribe, and share, we'll get better. We promise. Yeah. Figuring this out.
Oh, and then email us. We don't have a social media, but we're trying. I mean, not very hard because our schedules are pretty busy, but we're going to work on that. But email us, HighSiblings, HighSiblings at gmail.com. And we'll talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Okay, bye.